Jan, 40 years on. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. In 2016, we celebrate the 40th year of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. And in January 1976, Dr. James P. Smith, OBE, the founding editor of JAN from 1976 to 1999, opened his first editorial as follows. The appearance of this new nursing journal is an exciting and fitting introduction to the last quarter of the 20th century. It aims to become an international medium for the publication of scholarly nursing papers and a means of documenting the ever-growing body of nursing knowledge. Well, we are now well on the way towards the end of the first quarter of the 21st century, and three other editors, Professor Jane Robinson, OBE, 2000 to 2002, Professor Alison Tierney, CBE, 2003 to 2011, and me, 2012 to present, have held the reins. I have the privilege of working under James Smith and Jane Robinson and of taking over from Alison Tierney, and the 40th anniversary of JAN presents an opportunity to look back and, more importantly, to look forward. So first of all, looking back, well, has JAN become an international medium for the publication of scholarly nursing papers and a means of documenting the ever-growing body of nursing knowledge? In terms of size, JAN has grown from publishing fewer than 50 papers in its first year to publishing over 300 annually for the past few years. It seems there's more nursing knowledge to publish and that JAN is playing a major role in its dissemination. JAN was an international journal from the first issue, which contained an article on nursing in Israel, among predominantly UK-based articles. However, the international status of JAN has grown immensely, and in 2014 we received manuscripts from 55 countries, of which UK-based manuscripts form a minority and do not represent the largest group of submissions, which now come from the USA. According to the Thomson Reuters Journal Impact Factor list, where JAN has held a consistently high impact factor, 1.741 in 2014, JAN is the second largest academic nursing journal in the world in terms of published papers and, by a long way, the highest cited. We had 12,024 citations in 2014. In the UK 2008 research assessment exercise, more JAN articles were submitted to the Nursing and Midwifery subpanel than any other journal, and JAN articles were also submitted to other cognate subpanels, such as Allied Health Professions, Social Work and Social Care. So I think it's safe to say that JAN is well established, well recognised and highly influential. So, looking forward, as James Smith said in 1976, it's not our intention, however, to permit the Journal of Advanced Nursing to become an end in itself. It must be a means towards the ends of improving the effectiveness of the practice of nursing and midwifery, of enhancing the standards of nursing education and nursing service management, and of fostering research-mindedness in members of the nursing profession. It's hard to evaluate the extent to which JAN has enhanced standards of nursing education and fostered research-mindedness in the nursing profession, and it's unsafe to extrapolate from our wide readership and high level of citations, but the mission remains the same. In addition, taking James Smith's point into account, none of us at JAN intend the journal to become an end in itself, and we are constantly working on ways to increase our impact and influence. JAN has been online for many years and we are making full use of the online environment. JAN articles may be published open access if the authors choose this route, with the editorial and pay-to-publish open access process being entirely separate. We also make some of our content free to download periodically, for a limited time, through the medium of special virtual issues, which bring together related groups of articles under the auspices of a guest editor. We have embraced social media and currently have a flagship Twitter site with over 12,000 followers and a blog with over 100 entries called JAN Interactive, where we highlight selected articles, publish correspondence, and invite authors to publicise their articles. Through the Twitter site and JAN Interactive, we also promote useful links to our podcasts, YouTube, and other online material, which is mainly designed to help potential authors prepare appropriate material. Our commitment to the use of social media is evident in the recent appointment of a dedicated social media editor. As a team of editors, we ensure that JAN is prominent in shaping and promoting good practice in academic publishing in nursing. For example, recently we've considered authorship, making manuscripts relevant to an international audience, open access, and salami slicing and duplication. In my January editorial of 2014, I outlined what I thought were the issues on the publishing landscape, many of which we have already addressed as outlined above. In addition, our strategy is to horizon scan the global issues in nursing and to ensure that we are providing coverage. Issues such as the changing demographics of the nursing workforce and the concomitant and complicated shortages of nurses will remain a major focus, and we've addressed these already. Related to the workforce issue is cost-effectiveness and cost-benefit in nursing, something that needs to be addressed urgently, and we already publish excellent papers in this area. Closely related is the value of nursing education, degree and advanced, and we will continue to address this, as we've done in the past. We're always looking for issues that may become more important in the short to medium term, and climate change and environmental concern, perhaps seemingly peripheral to nursing, have been the focus of two recent articles. Similarly, we have addressed another area of increasing importance, genomics. We celebrate international health issues by showcasing relevant articles and inviting world leaders to comment on JAN Interactive. Examples of these include World Cancer Day, International Nurses Day, Men's Health Month and Dementia Awareness Week. Otherwise, our detailed strategy is clearly sensitive, but as a team of editors, we regularly list the important issues from our own clinical, educational and international perspectives and seek to attract the leading authors and researchers in those fields. Our overarching strategy is, in addition, to reflect current issues and providing a forum for debate that we play a leading role in shaping nursing policy and practice across the world. As Editor-in-Chief of JAN, I travel extensively, and wherever I go, Europe, North America, Australia, Far East, Middle East and Southeast Asia, JAN is recognised as a leading academic nursing journal. It is my privilege to continue to work with a superb team at Wiley and the best group of editors I could wish for. Regardless of how long my own association with JAN continues, in the words of James Smith, I'm sure that the journal will continue to grow ad multos annos. Thank you very much.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.